We might be better at social distancing if we could see how coronavirus moves through the air. Now, engineers at ANSYS have made that possible by creating computer simulations of respiratory droplets. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Avery Keatley has more.
The coronavirus that causes COVID-19 is roughly 1,000 times smaller than the width of a human hair. The respiratory droplets that transmit the virus are bigger, but are still difficult to see with the naked eye. Mark Horner, a principal engineer at ANSYS, says this invisibility might be part of the reason that people don't always follow social distancing guidelines.
When you see a dolphin or a whale and they clear the water through their blowhole, we very clearly see where that water's going. Whereas when we cough or sneeze, you can't really see the cough or sneeze.
Horner, along with a team of scientists and engineers at ANSYS, created a COVID-19 simulation webpage. Users can click on videos that illustrate how tiny air particles spread if you're standing near someone or running behind them or wearing a loose-fitting mask.
We can make what's hidden visible. We get a better mental picture of, how air moves and how cough droplets move, and that provides us with the information that we need to stay healthier.
For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Avery Keatley.
WESA receives funding from ANSYS.